Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have any of you guys seen the videos that are coming out of the Burning Man Festival right now? It's being held in the desert in Nevada.
I saw the cars, all the cars driving out there. Has the festival actually started?
And it's been going on August 24th and it runs through September 1st.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, Burning Man sounds terrible. Let's just listen to this is the description of Burning Man.
Yeah.
It's a large-scale desert event focused on, quote, community, art, self-expression, and self-reliance. Mm-hmm. I mean, that just sounds like something I don't ever want to be a part
of. Does it feature music? Like you just go there and listen to bands?
I don't think it has bands.
No music?
I thought bands couldn't perform in this.
Now, there might be a bunch of hippies there with their own guitars.
There's no big bands that are performing?
I don't think like Blink-182 or Metallica are going to Burning Man.
You just go out there and hang out in a tent and bang sixes?
I think you might be lucky if you get sixes. But,
wow.
But here's the thing. At Burning Man right now, there are videos of these massive dust storms that are sweeping through the event, like 50-mile-per-hour winds.
I've never seen anything like it.
But they've got people like trying to keep these tents upright. They are dressed like they're in Dune with Timothy Chalamet. Like, yeah. I mean, there's the dust everywhere. People with ski goggles, like bandanas, trying to keep these tents from blowing away. It looks miserable.
So there's no like main stage area.
There's definitely dancing and music and dancing venues and stuff there. It's a lot of art. It's obviously a lot of drugs and hanging out. And
sounds horrible.
Well, for you, yeah. But for the hippies out there, they're camping and just doing fun stuff.
The one guy who took the video on Twitter said, "There's no place I'd rather be."
Where would you rather be?
That's what
right
he said.
Here, right
so,
now.
He wants to be in like porta potties for a week.
He wants to be in a dust storm, in the Vegas desert. That's what he wants to be.
It sounds freaking miserable.
I mean, I was in Vegas, in Nevada, in the scorching temps, with all the creature comforts that you could ask for.
Yeah,
air conditioning. Water mister spraying on you.
Nice food, restaurants,
food, casinos, poker. Like, if you're going to go to Nevada for that, I can buy into that. You're going to go out in the middle of the desert and get blown around by a dust storm with a bunch of dirty hippies and porta potty waste being thrown everywhere.
It sounds horrible. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like hell on earth.
But I'll be honest with you. I saw some of that, the dust storm stuff, and now I question everything. I'm like, is that AI? Like, what is that? Is that even real? Like, you see all these waves videos that are apparently all fake.
They're all fake.
You know, just wiping out towns with these big tsunami-like waves. Like, everything now, like, literally AI has just changed your perspective on everything. You just have to assume everything's fake. It's hard to know.
Well, these videos look pretty realistic. I mean, if this is AI, this is the best AI
I've
ever seen.
I believe those are real.
But I see the same ones you see. It's very difficult to ascertain.
I feel like I'm a boomer sometimes when I see this because I don't know if it's real or not. And you know what? Justin Herbert, have you heard of? He's got like a celebrity girlfriend.
Okay. Madison Beer, is that her name?
Never heard of her. I feel so out of touch.
I've heard the name.
Should we know who Madison Beer is?
I don't know why she's famous. I just know
she's
that
very
she's
attractive. Apparently, she's a singer.
Okay. I mean, can you name a song by her? Anybody?
Personally, I hadn't heard of her. And it's happening more and more, I guess, as I get older that these will be famous people probably to our kids.
That's the way it's supposed to. This is the way life works. Like, we're not supposed to like the musical artists or the movies or the culture that our kids like.
She has a song called Selfish.
Okay. I mean, it's sure.
If you tell me it's popular, I'll believe you.
Maybe the Biebs, they say the Biebs shared a cover she posted on YouTube and that kind of raised her profile, obviously. She's got 40 million followers on Instagram.
I'm a fan
right,
of the last
so she's
name.
Obviously a thing. Never had heard her. Had anybody... About the boys behind the glass, you're younger. Had you heard of Madison Beer?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, but she's not like a pop star, mega famous for her music. She's a smoking hottie that did YouTube videos and just parlayed that into internet fame.
Okay.
As good
most,
for her.
Most do now. So
that's how it works. If you don't pay attention to it, you're not going to know who she is. I have no idea who Madison is.
No. She's one in a billion hot chicks. You know?
I don't know if you have a billion.
One in a billion, maybe.
If it's one in a billion, just...
I mean, there's so many hot chicks, like, around the world. I mean, yeah, she's just one in many. And even those, like, I assume she's real. I saw the video of her and Justin Herbert
you assume
walking
she's a
around.
Real person?
I mean, Instagram profiles are fake now, too. AI.
I don't know what to say to that. I mean, you're just tricked by AI constantly now.
I'm it's just going like, to assume like everything is
tricked. I think I'm pretty
it's
good
just
at,
that yeah. I just suspect everything
I think
now.
I'm pretty good at spotting the AI.
I mean, I assume when I see a massive wave taking out a town that's fake. But, you know, it looks pretty real. I assume it's fake. But
I got sucked into watching something like... The world's most dangerous jobs.
Okay, you fell for some clickbait.
Yeah, and it probably was fake, but there was like a woman that was on a mountain, basically a
no,
cliff.
No, I saw it. She was sweeping it.
Yes, you saw the same one. We have the same algorithm.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I'm sure it was a super viral clip.
Can that be real?
I thought
I mean,
that
it
was
looked like the ledge about
real.
2 feet.
She had no qualms about sweeping, and she had about 6 inches.
No guardrail.
No guardrail. I don't know what she was sweeping it for. Who the hell's walking up that cliff? It reminded me of your trip to Italy.
Yeah,
I thought maybe
I did not one but two cliff walks.
I mean, that's too many in my opinion.
Now there were rails.
Yeah,
and actually the big cliff walk, I ended up bailing because my son bailed.
Yeah, smart.
There's also in China, there's some bridge that's like glass. You know, like it's all glass underneath it. And I think this is real. Maybe it's AI, but I don't even know. I'm scared to say. Where they're walking on this thing, it's like 2 miles up in the air. Like it's way up in the air.
Right.
And then they're playing a prank on the people, and the glass breaks underneath it. But it's like an entertainment ride
or
something.
It's like an optical illusion.
And people start freaking out.
Sure.
As you should.
Start freaking out as the glass is cracking underneath them.
Going back to Burning Man for a second, if any of our donkey listeners have been to Burning Man and or want to go to Burning Man, I would love to know your motivation. 800-636-1067.
That sounds like hell on earth.
Tell us about your experience.
How long has that been up and running?
Oh, I think it's been going for years.
10 years.
And it's always at the same time? It's always in August?
I don't know. I don't know the schedule, but I'm assuming it happens in the summer
every
year. I think
the weather often screws it up.
According to Wikipedia, August 24th through September 1st. Hmm.
But you get, like, celebrities will go out there, right? Like, the Kardashians will go, or Justin Bieber will go, or, right? They just go out there, and like Spike Lee goes.
I think I'd rather be a Burning Man than go to the Burning Man Festival. Just pour lighter fluid on me and light me on fire.
I mean, it sounds miserable.
I mean, it just sounds terrible.
It began as a bonfire.
Yeah. I honestly thought they had concerts.
I did, too.
You know, maybe they have.
I don't think it's very structured. It's not like
maybe
going to
like DJs
or going
music.
To Lollapalooza. I think it's just like Drab said, it's, you know, like more impromptu, hippies dancing everywhere. That's another reason to stay away. Bunch of dancing. No, thank you. I'm out.
When was the last time you danced?
I mean, probably at a wedding. But
like a slow dance.
Probably a slow jam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get Cakes hammered to dance regular.
Hammered.
You don't have to be drunk to do a slow dance at a wedding.
No. But like real dancing.
Like
I need
MC Hammer dance.
I need like six beers. Right. Eight beers definitely gets me on the dance floor.
Right.
100%.
And Humpty Dance.
Humpty Dance.
Something
again,
like that.
Of course. Mm. Like just a standard
speaking
a
of
classic.
Six beers, remember that story we talked about? I can't remember who. It was a bar stool thing where they watched the baseball game and they had to eat.
It was the 9-9-9 challenge.
Nine beers, nine dogs, and nine innings.
Yeah.
That sounds freaking miserable. Yeah, Everybody throws up, right?
But it was nine dogs per inning, correct?
I think it was a group of
I don't think it was nine over nine innings. Wasn't it nine dogs per inning?
No, I think each, yeah,
they would have
each
done 81 dogs. I can't do that.
I thought that was the story.
I can't remember it at this point. I just remember Joey Chestnut was there, and he was not eating the hot dogs. Because I guess he's...
Well,
nine
hot dogs over 2.5 hours for those guys. I mean, that wouldn't be a... That's not a big story.
Yeah, but you add in nine beers.
I think the challenge was nine dogs and nine beers over nine innings.
That's the original bit. Yeah.
I thought it was more than that.
They were running it up to 99, but maybe they had like 10 guys or something doing
That's probably what it was.
There's no way you could do Joey nine Chestnut beers was and nine dogs.
Joey Chestnut was joning on people for puking. Like, he's like, look at all these amateurs I'm surrounded by.
Well, my next door neighbor's son, who he's college grad, so he's 24, but, and him and his buddies did that.
Oh, they did?
On their back deck.
Okay.
And they were watching a Nats game.
See the influence that it has on kids? Yeah.
And go ahead. What were the results?
One out of, I don't know, there was 10 or 12 of them. One out of 12 got it done.
That sounds like something that Mike Marr should do. We should definitely have Mike Marr do that at some point.
It just doesn't seem that difficult. I think I could do it with the quickness.
Nine beers in basically 3 hours.
Could you do a beer and a hot dog every segment? How many segments do 12. We have? We have 12 segments over 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he'd be bumbled.
Could you do a beer and a hot dog every segment?
I think so. It'd be a pick 'em, but I think so. The hot dogs would be the issue. That's a lot of food.
That is.
But if I'm moving around,
it's the combo too. It's just like devastating.
You're not going to be doing a lot of moving around if you're slugging a dozen Frankfurters and a dozen Natty Lights.
You know, like today I've been working on my strike three count. If I'm doing that in the mix, That'll help the digestion a little bit. Might be a little boozed up.
Can
by the
I hear
end of the show,
your strike count?
Yeah, you want? Yeah. I've been working on it a little bit.
Because you and Drab are like, I don't know, were you playing a kickball or something during the break? Like, what are you guys doing?
No, so he asked me, he was like, do you have a strike three count? And I said no. And he's like, well, it's like a basketball jumper. Everyone has one. It just might not be the best. So I've been workshopping it a little bit today. And, you know, he's proud of it. So.
All right, let me hear it.
All right, should I come in there and do it? Or
you could do it right there.
It's also about the hand motion.
Oh, okay.
Well, we got you on camera. We can see you on camera.
All right.
Yeah, EB, you're right. It was the it was the total 99 hot dogs and 99 beers.
Okay, right.
Of the nine guys. Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right, Drab, throw me a pitch.
What are you doing?
All right. We got the camera over here?
Yeah.
Why are you go in there? They need to see your full body. If you're going to do this, do this right.
Feel cramped over there.
I don't want to half-ass it.
Yeah. Come on.
Right. I mean, you're a performer, Mike.
So, Drab, you have one?
No. I'm his coach. I'm talking him
through
it.
You're just his hype guy?
Yeah, I'm hyping him up, yeah.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, hold on. So, it's 3-2 count. Who we got pitching? We got Mackenzie Gore on the mound. All right.
So, right here?
Yeah.
See? Next three!
Okay.
Okay, he loves his strike three count. Sure, it sounds good.
I mean, I like the enthusiasm. I like the enthusiasm.
Is it a thing where people work on it?
RIP.
No, JP's so confused by this morning. He was like perplexed that Mike and I were having fun.
Well,
this is what you guys do. We're just messing around, killing time, working on our strike three.
It's fine. It just seems kind of random.
It is. Of course, everything's random. I was watching a reel last night of a guy practicing his strike three call. So then I was asking Mar this morning about it, and we were just being boys working on it. I mean, that's what we
do. You don't have yours?
Mine's not a finished product yet. I mean,
can we see what you're workshopping it?
Sure.
Come on. All right.
I don't have a strike three count. I'll just be honest.
I don't have one. I've never wanted to be an umpire.
No.
I've reffed a few basketball games. It was miserable.
This on?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember Pete's call?
This is kind of.
I was telling Mark about his mom. Pete was an umpire, softball mostly, for, I don't know, 20 years.
Long time.
His strike three signature was, strike three, the batter's out. It was unique.
It's very distinctive. Right.
Everybody's got a different signature. Again, I'm still working on mine. I like it when the umpire drops late. You know, you got to save your knees a little bit. So you can't be down low the entire time.
Yeah.
Right. You got to drop with the pitch.
Right.
Okay.
You got to drop with the
squats.
Pitch. Yeah. And then, the pitcher's doing the work, so I like to give him the show a little bit. A lot of guys, they're doing the strike three for the nosebleeds. I do it for the pitcher. So I drop down here.
So you add a little
pizzazz.
You got it.
Very good.
Are you going to, will you umpire some softball games, maybe? Would you be up for that? Would you do that as a side hustle?
Pete tried to get me to do that for years. Actually, basketball, but I would do it.
You would do it? Would you enjoy that?
I enjoy socializing.
But, I mean, what level, though? You can't do, like, fifth grade. You got to do, like, high school.
Well, you got to work up to high school. They just don't put jabronis in the high school
games. Understand, but, I mean... You can't have that aggressive call with like a 7-year-old.
No.
Ball.
Well, you were kind of. I know that twinkle in your eye. You were a little impressed by my strike three there.
No, I just
you were. I know you.
I don't know if impressed is the word. You've been working on this. Is interesting, I guess.
I've been working on it for I don't know.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself. I've been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 hours.
That's a
solid
long
3 hours of work.
You guys should do that. You go and get in front of your mirror in your bathroom at home and work on it. Everybody's got to have a jump shot, strike three call.
These are standards. Every guy should have these in the bank.
Yeah, of course.
I told you, I've only...
They were working on signature last week.
Yeah.
Signature, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know. I ref basketball a couple times. It was miserable. Everyone yells at you. I hated it.
Yeah, I refereed basketball for 1 year, and I was kind of poised to become the next Tim Donaghy.
You were going to cheat.
You're going to fix games.
I could have. Yeah,
I could. You could have easily been bought.
Definitely. Yeah. And I was also, bickering with all the parents and stuff.
Yeah, the parents are just yelling at you. You're just trying your best. I don't know if it was a freaking charge or...
No, it was screw job in the playoffs. So any coach that wronged me throughout the season, they were getting no calls at the end of the game.
Right.
And if someone had came up to me, going into the championship, like, here's 100, make sure we get some calls, probably would have given them the chip.
Valdez, when you worked for the public rec or whatever, did you actually umpire or ref? Did you do that?
No, I refed. I refed games, little kid games growing up. But I worked for Rec and Parks. I was on John Deere's.
Nice.
You're a landscape guy.
You also got to remember last week when Mar and I and Valdez, we were getting lubricated out at Jackson's.
Yeah.
Mar was in the street doing his swim and rip moves against a safety cone. Like, you always got to be working on something to impress the boys.
Yeah, expand your repertoire. Yeah. All right. I guess we have things to work on.
I thought those were two pretty good calls.
You guys don't do that at Norbeck?
What do you mean?
What do you guys do when you're drinking with your friends? Just sit in a chair and talk about their rounds. Kids and stuff?
They recap their shots.
I don't really drink that much when I play. I just play.
Oh, like the 19th hole.
I might have one drink. Yeah. I'm not that fun.
We're boring.
I'm not that
it's
fun.
Boring, Drab.
Yeah.
You guys got to come out to Reston. We'll get you guys doing your ump calls.
Yeah. Out in the street, knocking over pylons with Mike
Marr. Is there one ump that has the best one right now that everyone loves? One guy?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I was watching a 20-minute tape here of each ref or each ump doing their signature strike three. So I'm picking up on some
very good
nuances here.
All right. Excellent. I guess we have something to work on. We have homework at this point. All right. We're the Junks. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.